This is The Tempered Fables. My name is Norman T. Chella. Welcome. The Tempered Fables is a short story fiction podcast, unserialized, so you can jump in to any episode of your liking. In the show, I take the role of a narrator named N.T. Clover, and we sit by the campfire and tell you a story. The genres range from funny to comedy to family to loss and fantasy. It really depends on my mood, and in this episode, we are going to be a little bit solemn. The introduction to this episode is this. A soldier and his wife are on a video call before the inevitable. The genres include family and loss. There are no warnings this time, but here's a tip and little clue. Watch out for the time. And with that being said, let's get into character and light up the fire. Remember this one? It played during prom. The man laughed at the screen. He was holding a record, the surface dirty with dust and sand. A gentle rhythmic rumble could be heard from the outside. You had a blue dress on and it looked great. You said it was a bit loose though. I think it was a hand-me-down from your mom. The girl on the screen replied, I remember the dress. He was laughing and smiling at the record. She wasn't. Her eyes were red and her voice solemn. She continued, there was a white arch in front of the school. We took pictures there together. You were wearing a tux. That looked amazing on you. You were chubbier then. Hey, don't remind me. I was a fat slob then. But look, I'm fit now. He did a little show, bragging about his biceps that he supposedly got from training. She held her breath, trying to smile. Waiting for the inevitable.
T minus 5 minutes.
Episode 36, Dancing in the Dark. Welcome to the Tempered Fables. My name is N.T. Clover. Come, sit by the fire. Let me tell you a story. Sergeant said it'll be painless. He smiled as he said that. It'll be quick. He gave us time to roam around until it happens.
Well, why don't you roam around then?
No, there's no point. Nothing else around me but desert and rubble. Barracks are empty, and others have evac'd. Only my squad left. No space left in the chopper for us.
Can't I get help? Another chopper? Or a plane to...
It will be too late, dear. And for a brief moment, the vibrant energy in him, that same energy she fell for the first time they met, it dipped. A heavy, brief moment. Immediately, it shot back up again. But I've got this to join me. He took out the gift she sent him, the greatest hits of Sarah Vaughan, in one lovely vinyl cover. It was a cherished memory, and finding a pristine copy took her months of work.
T minus 3 minutes.
But right now, her attention is awry. It wasn't happiness, it wasn't sudden. It was a build-up, an eventuality. She was going to burst into tears soon. How's our baby doing? That caught her attention again.
She's doing great. Healthy as she can be.
He froze.
She? It's a she? Yes!
He jumped out of the seat and cheered by himself in the room. Through the open door behind him, he yelled,
Sir, reporting in. She's a girl.
and a faint voice in the back yelled,
"Good job, soldier."
He came back to the chair all excited.
"Oh, I can't wait to see how she'll be when she grows up. Well, I can only imagine."
T-2 minutes.
About the name.
"Oh, I trust you. You can pick the name."
"But we're meant to choose it together."
"Well, then pick a name that's as beautiful as you are."
Always with the compliments, she thought. She noticed him adjusting the webcam and readying a proper step.
"Dance with me. Let's celebrate. You'll be the mop in the blue dress."
Taking the worn-out mop by his side, the soldier on the screen started to dance, albeit in a clumsy fashion. But he's trying, just as he did in prom years ago, for one last time. He looked down the screen and grinned slightly. "Take care of our baby, will you? She'll be right and chippy, just like her mother." She nodded, couldn't say a word. Her tears were dripping down the screen.
T-1 minute.
Her mouth moved a little. "Please, don't go." Somewhere in the last of his thoughts, maybe he could sense the little kick from her tummy, a slight push from their daughter, a sign of love from their precious one. "I'll be watching the both of you from up there. Look up sometimes, okay?"
T-minus 30 seconds.
And the song continued on, fading into the noise of the call and the webcam losing connection. All that was left was nothing on the screen, except a screenshot of a soldier dancing with a mop in a pretend blue dress, and the sounds of Sarah Vaughan singing in the background. That was it for the both of them. The mother and the child. The father, no more. Until next time, friend, I'll be waiting by the fire.
Hello there, Norman here, and thank you for listening to this week's episode. This one is quite short. I didn't want to dive into it a little bit too long because it's quite a short scene, a short story, but I just wanted to explore conversations in military relationships. Some of that inspiration mainly stemmed from there. That and a dystopian setting, a fallout where there could be wars and you have remnants of wars and, you know, nuclear attacks that can kill lots of soldiers or lots of innocent citizens. And despite the things that we do in wars, these are still individuals with stories of their own. And I wanted to take a look at the behind the scenes part. What would they do when they are not out there fighting for their nations? Another inspiration is a song called Slow Dancing in the Dark by artist Joji. I think it was because of the chorus where, you know, he says slow dancing in the dark. I guess that phrase actually created this image in me to look at a long distance relationship and to think about why would they want to slow dance in the dark. And most likely they would want to slow dance in the dark because they're too far away, but they want to do so anyway. But how can we make that much more impactful? So I decided to make the male counterpart to be part of a war, because eventually this would be the last time that they would slow dance, whether in dark or in light and whatnot. And that's how this scene was brought up. And that's how I made this quick story. And that's pretty much it. There's nothing deeper than that. I don't think this is based off anything real life, in my life at least. If anything, you can always let me know what you think. More information about this will be at the Podchaser link right below, as well as the Kairi for any further discussions. Otherwise, you can always find me on Twitter. Links of all that will be in the description below. Take care, stay warm, stay lovely, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Tempered Fables is a podcast created, hosted, and written by Norman T. Chella. That's me. For more info on the show, you can check out temperedfables.com. You can also check it out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well, at Tempered Fables.
The following songs were used under the Creative Commons license from Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.com. Long Stroll. Sounds were obtained from zapsplat.com.
If you like the show, consider subscribing in your favorite podcast listening app, whether it be Spotify, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, or the app of your choice. To keep the show alive, you can help me out by giving a starred review on Apple Podcasts as well. It sounds tiring to repeat it over and over again, but I'm genuinely grateful for the fact that you're listening to this. Seeing your support by subscribing and reviewing is an amazing thing as well, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for it.